Masechet Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isa Tukaso Bein Ha'ilano. Somebody who makes a sukkah among trees, v'ha'ilanos defanos la, and he uses the trees as walls for his sukkah, k'shera. The sukkah is kosher, as long as the trees do not blow back and forth in a ruach mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah, peturim min ha'sukkah. Those that are on the way to doing a mitzvah are pater from sitting in the sukkah, because we have a klal osig for mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah. Somebody who's involved in doing one mitzvah is not chayav to do a different mitzvah if the other mitzvah is a tircha to do at the same time. But if he can do the other mitzvah easily, cholin umisham shemayim beturim min asukah. Those that are sick, even only slightly sick, and those that are helping them are putter for sitting in the sukkah. The same would be true somebody who's in pain for sitting in the sukkah, mitzayir. For example, there's a ruach, the reach ra, there's a bad smell in the sukkah, or there are bugs in the sukkah that are bothering him. Is pater from sukkah, because it says in the pasuk, the sukkah is teshvu, and the chachamim darshan, teshvu ke'ein tedurui. You should live in the sukkah just like you live in your own house. And just like somebody in his own house, if he's more comfortable outside of the house, elsewhere, he would leave his house and go elsewhere. So too in the sukkah, if you're more comfortable outside the sukkah, then you're pater from sitting in the sukkah. But if you make the sukkah, originally you built it in a place that you know you're going to be mitzar, or that it's dangerous because there are a list them there, then he's chayiv to sit in somebody else's sukkah. He's not putter from sukkah. Ochlin v'shosin arai chutz l'sukkah. A person can eat and drink a small amount outside the sukkah, which is, if he's eating bread, he can eat up to a beitza, and if he's eating mizonos, then if he's koveya suda, then he has chayiv to eat in the sukkah. Other things he's allowed to eat as much as he wants outside the sukkah. Sechah Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei. Maisa ve'evi'olo l'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litom et ha'tavshol. There was a maisa that they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a small amount of a tavshol, something cooked, or Rabbi Gamliel, shnei kaisvois udli shamayim, and they brought out for Rabbi Gamliel 2 dates and a pitcher of water. V'amru helom l'sukkah. They said, bring it up to the sukkah. They refused to eat it outside the sukkah. Even though we said in the Mishnah before, Ochlin b'shosin arai chusul sukkah, small amounts you can eat outside the sukkah. And Rabbi Gamliel was eating fruit, which you're allowed to eat as much as you want outside the sukkah. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was only being toyim the tavshol, was only tasting it. They were machmir al atzman to eat even small amounts inside the sukkah. Uchishenasnu lo l'Rabbi Tzadok ochal pachas mekabea. And when they gave to Rabbi Tzadok bread less than a kabeza, Nutlo b'mapa, he wrapped it in a cloth, v'achlo chutz l'sukkah, v'lo berach acharav. He ate it outside the sukkah without berachas hamazon. The reason being, we said earlier, bread less than a kabeza does not require a sukkah, and he was not machmer asmo like the other tanaim. He wrapped it in a cloth because, since it requires until tzidayim, and he didn't have water to wash until tzidayim, so he is mechuyev to eat it with the cloth without touching the bread. And he did not make Berachas HaMazon, because he, like Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, anything less than a kabeitza does not require Berachas HaMazon.